every day. Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I'm ready today.
You better be ready today.
I know. I better be.
Yeah, you know who's in the house.
Yeah. Who you got here sitting over here.
Yeah, well, the cat drug him in.
Yeah, well.
We don't even have a cat. Much to Pocket's chagrin.
Yeah,
J. Merle showed up.
I ought to get Pocket a cat. I think that would add a dimension to his life. That
You know.
Oh, Lord. I don't know that boy
needs
anymore.
He's just not fired up enough.
That's probably all we need, you know, for Pocket to be fired up a little bit more.
I'm telling you, Jay. His worst nightmare is a cat in a UPS outfit ringing
really?
The doorbell. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did show up today because we were having a conversation yesterday with a family member who is about to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that there's mixed emotions.
He's at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely at a crossroads.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the deal. I know that one of the things that you're working on is finding purpose after retirement. You're going to, you know, thinking about working with some folks in that transition period.
Yeah, because that's my cohort.
Yeah.
That's my group.
That's your group, your folks.
That's what you know well. Yeah. And as I often say, our wounds become our wings.
Right? There you go.
Our wounds become our wings.
Yes.
Can I steal that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll only charge you a small royalty fee.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I think that this is a conversation worthy of us having today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the questions come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known who I was for a long time because I've identified with what I've been doing.
Right.
But now that I'm giving up what I'm doing, who am I now? Who am I going to be? And then in relation, you know, in relationships with spouses and friends
and family
and family members, you know,
in the world and myself, importantly,
who am I to them? We'll talk about that and a lot more since Jay Merle came in today and said, let's find purpose after retirement.
Love it.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Jay Merle, finding purpose after retirement. What do you do at the crossroads? That's today here on Strategies for Living. Come join us. Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Jay Merle with us today here on Strategies for Living. Thank you for being here with us. Mm-hmm. Jay, you read a book recently called From Strength to Strength.
Yes, Arthur C. Brooks.
Yeah, so it's about happiness and purpose in the second half of life, mm-hmm. right? What did you gain from
Well, let me give you the cliff notes on it, because the setup to this is kind of interesting. I bought this book about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Took it to the beach.
Yep.
Read it. Got to the section that covers this later life stuff, the title of which had to do with death. So I put it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because I didn't want to get into that.
Uh-huh. Right.
But, you know.
Not ready for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I picked it up again because. Because of my interest that I discerned while right. going through the master's program at LSU,
right.
I got really interested in, big word, existentialism and existential therapy
yeah.
and
yeah.
the need for purpose.
Yeah.
And so this whole last section deals with people that are in my age group, you
right.
know, men
right.
who are or are have retired or are approaching retirement, and what
right.
do you do next?
Right, right.
And thing about it is, I don't know if this is universal, but I don't remember things the way I once did. Mm. There's a thing called fluid intelligence. It's the capacity to solve problems, think quickly, and process new information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It tends to decline with age.
Yeah, and that's a normal that's a normal part of aging, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what you retain is something called crystallized intelligence, and that's the ability to use the knowledge that you have and the experience that you got that you mm. have, and that often increases as we go older.
Mm.
So there are these things that we can do when we're older codgers,
yeah, yeah,
that youngins aren't that good at.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
I'm really interested in developing some thoughts on that, and I want yours and Lauren's feelings on it, because I think I want to work with that population.
I think it's I think that is an underserved area,
mm-hmm.
and I think that would be a wonderful area to come in
yes.
and to say, begin to heal. I'm offering some help here.
Yeah, and to begin to heal that group, right? I'm thinking about really, really working on ideas of masculinity and
right.
how we can, you know, get better in touch with our emotions and with others, especially at that time of life when you're transitioning.
If your identity was your work,
yeah,
you know, what's your identity? You need an identity, hopefully a healthy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not saying nothing's 100%, but a lot of people today of the age today where they are at. Are approaching retirement are part of a whole generation
mm-hmm.
who have been doers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they
and loyal doers.
Loyal, yeah.
For the most part.
Have defined themselves by what they're doing.
And have done it a long time.
And have, yeah.
Is what I've noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's changing with my generation and younger generations, is I don't see that staying
power with the younger generations.
Yeah, I see that yeah. too. Yeah. You know, Brooks starts the book, and he cites as the reason that he wrote this book, because he was on an airplane going somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
And he's sitting just in front of someone who's famous. He never names the person.
Okay.
He said, we'd all know who it is.
Okay.
And he overhears this conversation between this man and his wife. And the guy is lamenting, I'm a failure.
Mm.
I had all this going on and now I don't. And
right.
I'm just an abysmal failure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that, because this person was so well known and because Brooks knew that just wasn't the case.
Right, right.
He really started to explore and give thought to this book, From Strength to Strength.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, y'all know from y'all's practice and from your studies that life is a series of stages.
Absolutely.
Stages in life.
Absolutely.
And just because we've reached the stage of life where we are, our fluid intelligence isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
but we've got better. We've got wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it, and it can do a number on us again when you have defined yourself by what you do for so long, mm-hmm. you know, and we don't stop and well, let's face it, most of us don't study the things that we have had to study in terms of growth and development.
Right.
And so it's not top of mind awareness to most people, right?
No, you're just in it. You're not thinking about the process.
You're just doing what you got to do.
Being right. in it, yeah.
Right.
Brooks introduces the idea of the second curve, which he said represents a new phase of life where individuals can find a deeper meaning beyond their previous achievements.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
And so this man that Brooks overheard thought that he was his previous achievements, and
right.
that time was gone.
And so don't so many of us think that way? Don't so many of us define ourselves that way?
Yeah, right. By our product and our productivity.
Yeah, yeah. And so, again, I think it's important to have conversations that we share all together, mm-hmm. like we're having right now, so that all of us can consider, well, what if I'm not defined by exactly what I'm doing? What if I'm more...
And this is going to be a cultural thing, I think, that we might lean towards healing, because it's like the first question you ask somebody, besides their name.
Right.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so intimately tied, on an unconscious level that way, that we don't even realize what we're doing to ourselves. You know, we are attaching who we are to what we do.
Right.
Rather than perhaps who
we
are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just who we are being as beings.
Right.
Yeah. And that's something that's shifted greatly with all of the work and productivity and the consumerism that we've thrown ourselves into as a society.
Right.
I mean, because if you look back culturally on the indigenous cultures, they valued each other for being, as being an extension of nature. And we've lost that because we've so tied our identities with what we do and how much we can produce and what can you offer me?
Yeah, the whole thing about consumerism and what our culture, what popular culture drives. And
mm-hmm. And how,
not to mention in your group, you're talking about males, which
right.
face, even a different challenge, in terms of, they're supposed to act a certain way,
right.
and perform a certain way.
Be a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder, you're saying men, but I think, this is a thing for females too. This
yeah,
is a
it's
thing
just
for women
it's
too.
It's a different side of the same coin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Feeling different pressures to perform in a role of some type.
Right.
And let's stick to men.
Well, okay.
I mean, I acknowledge those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the group. It's the group I think I understand. And
yeah.
David, do you think in life you'll ever completely understand how women think?
No, probably not, Jay.
Me neither. No,
probably not.
That's not a criticism.
And if I thought I did, I'd be wrong and you'd need to kick me hard.
David.
Yeah.
A man's in the forest.
Yeah.
There's no one around.
Yeah.
His wife's not there.
Yeah.
He makes a statement.
Yeah.
Is he still wrong?
Well, since my wife,
okay, I don't
since
wanna,
my
I'm
wife
sorry.
Is in the room,
I'm
I mean,
sorry.
You know.
I got a flag over here, fellas.
She threw the flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think this can be generalized, and I do think it's important, Jay, that we focus on your group because it is a group that's underserved, and
very much so.
And we need to talk about it.
It's underserved, and it's under the group has underutilized help that may have been available to them for a long time, but because a number of reasons, including I've been so busy doing
right
and defining myself and making a living and on and on and on, I haven't been able or haven't stopped to consider, the other pieces of my life besides what I do.
It's a very natural thing. Give you an example, personal example.
Yep.
Aside from being real busy running a roofing company.
Right.
You know, the last couple of years I've been out at LSU at night.
Yes, you have.
Getting this.
Yeah.
So I finished and I graduated.
Congratulations.
And the next week I'm going,
What do I do now?
Yeah. That's a great example.
And
yeah.
I was, I'm not saying I was depressed, but I was kind of lost.
Well, sure. You had to grieve.
Well, you had to grieve.
The grieve, okay, well.
This was my life.
For a couple of years, you dove in, and it becomes your life.
And you have to grieve the loss of that life.
Right.
I'm over it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I'm glad to hear you're using your grief to transform and touch other lives in this way.
Yeah. And again, I think it's an important thing. We're considering today finding purpose after, are you at or near... retirement age, and if you are you having the, you know, kind of those moments of scratching your head, saying
itchy feet, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to be
who
doing?
Who am I now, and what am I going to do now? We're going to talk further about that. I want to talk about something that you've mentioned: the myth of leisure.
Yeah.
Can we do that when we come back?
Absolutely.
The myth of leisure.
Yes.
I thought we all were seeking more leisure, but maybe, maybe it was a myth. We'll see.
Yeah.
Jay Merrill's here with us on Strategies for Living, and we've got much more to learn, much more to come as we talk about finding purpose after retirement today here on Strategies. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day, makes you wonder how I get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there, looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, and we are talking about finding purpose after and during and approaching, you know, one of those very important times that a lot of us look forward to or not.
And then we find out, many of us, that it wasn't what we thought it would be.
Yeah. The R word, retirement, right?
Yeah.
And, so, you know, it definitely transitions can be fraught with difficulty. Now, you would invite people to give feedback to you,
I'd
right?
I'd love feedback. I'm not soliciting anything other than just I'd like people's thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, is this something that, you know.
Is there a need for this?
Yeah, is there a need for this?
Yeah.
So they could send me an email.
All right. How do they do that?
Is that all right?
Absolutely.
It's pretty easy. JAYMURRELL at Comcast Comcast.net.
Right.
Jay Merle at Comcast.net.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
So feel free to interact and give input.
Input.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah.
And keep everybody informed. But, you know, in the meantime, let's continue to discuss it, talk about
it. Keep the dialogue
going. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's certainly an important thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned in going into break, you talk about leisure. A lot of people look forward to retirement and, wow, I'll have all this free time, all this leisure time to do what I want to do. And are you pulling a rug out from under some of us by saying there's the myth of leisure? What are you doing here?
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, there are losses and gains, and depending on how you use your free, newly discovered free time, that has a lot of impact on the value of that non-productive time, as you ascribe the value that you ascribe to it.
Right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. Total
so
sense.
How I mean, what I'm hearing is, like, how intentionally am I using my time, and what am I gaining out of?
Yeah. I mean, how many rounds of golf can you, if you play one or two rounds of golf every day, or, I mean, at what? And I'm not saying, I'm not dogging out golf. Lord knows,
sure.
I played Army golf, you know, left, right, left.
Yeah.
So it's not something that really caught on with me.
Right, right.
But, you know, if you really are into fishing or golf or, you know, doing stuff that's great, man. Have a party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're all up into your grandkids and you spend a lot of time with them. But if there's something that you'd like to add to that, it's about your sense of what your purpose is. And are you meeting those internal needs? And I think people need to be really honest with themselves about how they deploy this new free time.
Well, one of the concerns that I would have, especially if someone is approaching retirement age and they have, let's say, family, you mentioned grandkids. So, you know, they maybe have kids and adult kids and grandkids that are saying, hey, I can't wait for you to have more time. And I want you to, because I've got this and this and this and this lined up for you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a spouse out there that says, I've got, don't worry about your retirement because I got you covered.
I'll give here's the checklist.
Here's the checklist. Here's your to-do list.
Yeah, so.
And you're looking at the list and it's about 3 years worth of stuff. Okay. So, we can all chuckle about that, right? We can all laugh about that because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
But how important is it to self-discover and self-define what it is that is going to make meaning in your life, as opposed to what many of us do, which is perhaps take the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my daughter says she needs help with,
transfer your bossship
from
whoever
to your son or daughter or your wife or whatever. And
that'll fill your time, maybe.
Right.
But does it fill your purpose?
And that's what I'm asking.
Does it fill your heart?
Yeah, does it fill your heart?
Does it fill your soul? Does it make you feel more connected and in line with your purpose?
What's the downside of that? Because I think that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, am I off base here?
No,
I mean, I've never
so.
Been retired, so I don't know.
No, I haven't either. Well, I kind of was once, but I couldn't do it.
You couldn't. You failed at retirement.
I failed at retirement.
Yeah. But what was your experience in the short time that you were quote unquote retired? How did you handle that?
I felt worthless. I mean, not all the time, but I'm just sitting around watching TV or, you know, I mean.
It wasn't for you.
I need structure. I mean, there are people who can go out and create their own stuff and, you know, I'm going to do this. They got really neat garages and stuff like that with pegboards with outlines about all around all their tools. That's not me.
Yeah, I know. But see, that could be somebody's purpose right there.
And
I
that's okay.
You know, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, I We all have a friend who's handy with turning a wrench, and you know, everybody brings my brother-in-law. He is the IT guy for the whole family. It's a big family.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when they hit it, they get jammed. And he's been retired, and happily so, for 10, 12 years.
Right.
And
but maybe happily so because he's so busy doing IT stuff for the family.
Everybody calls him. Well, I can't do this, and I've used him extensively. And you can get on somebody. It's a sharing thing. You can come on somebody's computer and sort out their issues.
Right. Right.
So that's. And that's his purpose. He has other things too.
Yeah,
but
I think you are, for instance, again, you're like a poster child, Jay, for finding new meaning. I mean, after quote unquote retirement for you, what did you do? You started a new company. You started a new, you got a master's degree.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, wow.
Well, because those things required me. It was something that was bigger than me that I plugged into that I had to accomplish. And now, as I'm out and seeking full accreditation, there's a process you got to go through.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
you've got plenty ahead of you there to keep you busy. Yeah.
And so I love working with people. I mean, I think, you know,
that's what gives your life meaning and purpose.
Yeah. I mean, David, you planted the seed 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, Jay, how old are you? I said, totally my age. You know, you can go. I really kind of like your input on the show. I think you said that. If you didn't, I dreamed it.
Yeah.
You know, look into going to LSU and getting your master's in counseling.
No, I said it.
I said it. Yeah. Shazam.
Shazam. There it is.
Yeah. And so I did all that, and I went through it, and most of it was fun, or a lot of it was fun. Some of it was not, but, you know, just part of checking the box.
Yeah, part of life.
But, yeah, that's what
it was.
Is.
But it was very, you found it meaningful. You found it, you learned a lot of things.
Oh, I did. I learned
that
how
you
to
would not have learned otherwise.
I learned how to write again.
Yeah.
You know, I was an English major and undergraduate. And, and I've always enjoyed writing, and I'm okay at it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one of the coolest things that I did. And I've mentioned this before. Yeah. My favorite professor, Tracy Passel, a PhD in psychology.
Yep.
She did a course on human development. And one of the requirements were to start at your earliest memory and go through present time through the various stages of life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As defined by, there's a guy named Eric Erickson.
Yep.
Who talks about the different stages in life and what we do in each stage.
Right.
It's like an autobiography, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the coolest thing I ever did. I had to look at every, from my earliest memory, which I was pretty young, through current time. And if I were going to do a group, I think that's an assignment that I would want everybody.
Encourage people
to do. I would encourage
do.
That because a lot of times, unless you have written an autobiography, and most people haven't.
Most of us haven't.
You get it all down there, and you go, dang, I did all that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and just see the lens that you're viewing it through.
Exactly.
Right? And at the same time, you're actually, you know, kind of analyzing, how did I fall out in those developmental stages?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I fall out on one end of the spectrum or the other? And how can I make sense of that now?
Right.
And how does that fit into where I am now and where I want to be? What do I want to do with that now that I'm aware of it? Because it's a lot of self-awareness in that exercise.
Self-awareness is good.
Yes, it is. You know, plus, it's such a valuable experience. We wouldn't, like the point you made, Jay, most of us haven't written an autobiography. Mm-hmm. But if we do some sort of exercise that approaches that, that could be, you might be surprised who's interested in that. I mean, your kids and grandkids may be very interested in that. If not now, you know, later they will be, you know.
I was pretty proud of it. I sent it to my daughter, and she said, so, Dad, you're writing your obit early?
Yeah.
I don't know if she read it or not, but anyway, she's got it. She can.
Yeah.
And
I think that's neat. I would love to have that of my parents and grandparents. Yeah.
One of the things that I'm so happy that I did, and Lauren, you've seen it briefly. You know, my mother always had boxes and boxes of photographs, and she was always in process of putting them together and sorting them out, but they didn't, they never got done.
Yeah.
And I got a videographer to come over and, take the photo, shoot the photos, around, both of my mother and father talking about, them growing up and what going to Byrd High School, was like for both of them and, their early married life. What was it like in the 40s? And,
that's gold.
Yeah.
Pure gold.
It truly is. And if I wish I could go back, I would enhance the questions even more.
Sure.
But it's like a treasure. It's like a piece of gold, to have in our family.
That's a nice thing.
Talking about finding purpose after retirement, being at the crossroads, especially for men. Especially for doers. Mm-hmm. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. And we've got more to come. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. With Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. Thank you for joining us. Talking today, we've always got an interesting conversation that we have around the table when
we do.
Jay Merle shows up.
I certainly, David, you're the master.
I don't know about
David's that. Been doing this for 30 what years?
32.
32 years. Strategies for Living. I mean, radio a little longer.
Oh, I know that, but... I would say that you have some radio wisdom
in your
inventory. You covered so many things. David, I remember one time, it was when my boys were younger, like junior high and high school.
Yeah.
And at the time, y'all were taking call-in.
Yeah. Early days of Strategies. We were on in the morning, and it was a great time, and
y'all were
we'd open the phones.
Yeah. Y'all were doing a show on... adolescence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what y'all had said, but I was That's back in the days of payphones and no cell phones.
Yeah.
I pulled into the Exxon station on the corner of a line in Kings Highway.
Oh, I love it.
And went over to the payphone and called in.
Oh, I love it.
And with a question.
Yeah.
You know, so you've been doing it. Geez, that was in the 70s, maybe early 80s.
Yeah, it was after that. It was in that we started the show in 92. Mm-hmm. So it had to be the 90s.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all yeah. Right, okay.
But you know, but with it, payphones.
See memory. See.
Can you find a payphone anymore?
I don't know.
talking about finding purpose again. All right, so you know, we've done this. We've got this wisdom. We're doing the life review. How do we begin to explore? Some people don't even have any idea. How do I begin exploring new paths for purpose? New purpose paths. What's the beginning place?
Well, that's one of the reasons that I'm exploring the idea of doing some group work with this group of people. I mean, there are some obvious things, you know, volunteering, mentoring, exploration, hobbies, creative projects, and so on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In July, I'm going over to Camp Minden. There's because I need another project.
Yeah, don't have enough.
There's a group of guys that have been commissioned by the state to respond to hurricanes.
Okay.
And I said, well, look, my friend Raymond, I said, Raymond, I'm going to have a master's in counseling. If you're responding to hurricanes, maybe you need somebody there that can talk to these people about the trauma that they have.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm going to go check it out. So
fantastic.
There are plenty of opportunities out there for getting outside of yourself. I think that getting outside of self, that's always handy, but especially if your previous purpose, workaday, real intense, isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to get out of yourself some way or another.
All right, here's a question that I just thought about. And I'll ask you, Jay, Lauren, I'll ask you. So I think this is a very worthy conversation that we're having. We talk a little about grief, actually a lot about grief here on Strategies. Do I need to give myself time to do some grieving before I jump right into
more doing? Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, I think this is
Do I need to allow myself time to feel and actually feel? Because some of us are not, we're not exactly, especially we men, we're not exactly comfort with the feeling thing, you know?
In touch with our feelings. As a matter of fact, I mean, look, I'm a boomer. You're a boomer.
Yeah.
Our dads certainly were the Depression era guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, stoicism is big in that group. And stoicism shows up with our cohort as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't propose this big, what I'm looking for isn't, a group encounter thing, you know, where the California model.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. You got to kind of work through your emotions, and maybe a group that I could put together, or that somebody could put together, would sort of explore those things as well.
Yeah, at the very least,
where are you?
At the very least, be aware. You know, be aware of the feelings instead of shoving them down.
Right, and I think especially if you're doers. You could have a tendency to just go do over the feelings,
right?
I start to have these feelings and I'm just going to go throw myself into some other project. And, you know, that can be quite unhealthy. It's important to be able to sit with some of the discomfort, you know, and recognize it and acknowledge it and then transform it into something else.
And that doesn't mean be maudlin about it or anything like that. It could be, you know, you talk about journaling, Lauren, Jay, you've talked about it. I mean, it could be as easy as identifying the feeling and then writing what's there in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's maybe all that you need to do.
You could start with this. You could go, who was I and who am I now?
Mm. Okay.
And you work through that, that might be a way for people, men, to work through that transition. They know who they were.
That's right. Pretty simple to begin with. Who was I?
Okay. Yeah. But who am I now, and who do I want to be? What do I want to
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
And I think in between there, I think it's going to be important to sit with that in between. I can't help but keep thinking back to the butterfly imagery, because the caterpillar, when it goes into a cocoon, I mean, all of its cells completely dissolve into, you know, unrecognizable cells, and then they reform and, you know, rejoin together as something completely different. And so being able to sit in that discomfort of, I don't really have an identity yet, but I'm in the midst of forming that, is going to be important in any transition, but especially in this transition where you had such a strong identity as, you know, the caterpillar working, right? Or somebody who is working. Yeah.
And so who am I now?
Yeah.
Who am I becoming?
Yeah.
It takes time. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Sit down. Be quiet. Be happy waking up alone. Well.
Yeah. And to give myself and to create that, you know, that space, mm-hmm. that time.
Hold space for yourself.
Hold space for yourself.
That's and it's okay yeah. if you're happy, and it's okay if you're not happy. I mean, it's a transition, and so it's going to come with a lot of mixed and unknown feelings.
Yeah, right, right. And, you know, I know you've had this experience, Jay, and you become more and more familiar with this new thing in your life called emotions and feelings that you maybe previously have not given yourself time mm-hmm. to really look at and process.
Yeah. Yeah. Get quiet, get settled, get calm, be with yourself. Mm-hmm.
Your email address, if people would like
Jay
to drop
Merle,
you a line.
jaymurrell@comcast.net, jaymurrell. I just like people's, jaymurrell@comcast.net. I just like to know what people's thoughts are on them.
There you go. And we'll have more conversation about this and keep people up to date on where you're doing
this
and how this develops.
Yeah.
Yep. We're talking about the transition of, finding our purpose after the R word, retirement. Back in a moment here on Strategies.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will, too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And we're back here on Strategies for a Living with Laura Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, talking about finding our purpose after retirement.
Can I just real quick, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but here's what Arthur Brooks suggests. Self-reflection, okay. Assess personal value, strengths, engagement, participate in community service, mentoring, and the like.
Right.
Relationship building, invest time and energy in nurturing a relationship with loved ones and forming new connections.
Mm.
And spiritual exploration. Engage in practices that foster inner peace and understanding.
There you go. And the opportunities are abundant out there.
They are.
Now, you may have to look for yourself, but there are many, 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 many opportunities that you can avail yourself of. But you got to find the right one for you.
Yep.
Yeah, and as many as you create, too.
Absolutely.
You reach out.
Yeah. We were in a conversation yesterday with an elderly friend of ours who's talking about, you know, what next?
Right.
What do we do?
Yeah, and I think it's an important place in life to be where you can really, it's really a great time. You can completely recreate yourself. You can do this at any time, but what you're talking about is prime time to rediscover your personal power.
Ooh, you got time now.
I like to think of it as not our time, retirement time, but prime time.
Yeah.
There you go. What a shift.
Love it.
Jay, thank you. Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for a Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for a Living.